Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I are buying an... we are. Wow, how's that for subconscious? Today, Jill and I talk about buying an island with boat access only.
What were you going to say we are buying?
Today, Jill and I are buying an island with boat access only. How great would that
be? Wouldn't that be great? Awesome. See ya. Good luck finding us. That would be good.
I was talking about satellite. I was talking about somebody who really knows about this recently, about the future of cell towers. This guy and his family own a ton of cell towers.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
I'll tell you later. And it's somebody that we know very well, that because we haven't ever talked about business socially, it's a good thing.
Okay.
Anyway, that this...
What does he drink? Then I'll know what he is, right?
His wife doesn't drink at all. Because usually she's a designated driver, which I really respect. And he drinks, I'm not sure. No, he drinks red wine.
And they live north of us?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
So.
Cool. I never knew what he did.
The satellite technology is, from a satellite perspective, that the mobile technology, I say this because we're talking about living on an island. Satellite technology is there, from what I understand, in the sky. It's the devices that we have can't be this small. They have to be pretty intensely large.
Like the old brick?
Yeah.
Here it is. You heard it here first. We're going back to the old bricks. Could you imagine?
So apparently we're a long way away from having a satellite receptor in our pocket.
I understand.
But that's not what the show's about.
How does that work with my watch? Because I can do a satellite subscription, but I think maybe it ties into something else. I don't know.
So satellite, so I wonder if you can truly get the data packets.
So I got the Garmin watch because I'm a geek.
I wonder if you can get the real large size, high-speed data packets like 5G style in a device that's that small. It's one thing to send GPS coordinates, which is what I think you're talking about, right?
Right.
It's not data packets. You can't watch YouTube on your watch from the satellite.
No, but I can monitor my elevation, my speed. I can. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good now without the satellite subscription, but it'll be like awesome with the satellite subscription. Be that much more accurate.
Garmin makes a watch that's four digits. It's not cheap. And we were talking about it. Jill's like a perfect customer for that.
You totally.
Know, she's a pilot. She's got... Because we're all about customer data here. Because we buy and sell real estate. So we need to, if you can hone in on your customer, whoever they are, I don't care if you sell water heaters or real estate, you're going to do well. And so they have this figured out.
I knew the Apple Watch wasn't singing to me. And then when this came out, I'm like, that's the one.
Cool. The features on that are amazing. And she will endlessly, here's my point, Jill will endlessly, with a tremendous amount of patience and enthusiasm, go through a book that's about an inch thick.
It's a lot to figure it out.
And set settings and do all... I lose interest in that in about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Actually, probably 30 seconds.
Exactly.
So, there's a big, huge compliment in that, Jill.
Thank you.
All of that wrapped up in a pretty package.
Oh, thank you.
Before we get into it today, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Melanie asks... help. My name is Melanie. the best way to describe me is to say I'm a California girl lost in the mountains of Colorado. I moved to Colorado 11 years ago, and I love it. Somehow I've ended up in the city, but my heart belongs in the vast land of the Rockies. That's how I got into this. I have always wanted land. The more I looked, the more ideas were popping into my head. There's so much undeveloped land here, and I feel like it should be shared with those who love land. So here I am. I'm looking forward to a successful adventure in the land business. Okay, so no question, that was cute.
Melanie, you just described to me the real reason I got into land in the early 90s is because I was tired. I was looking around at all this beautiful land. I grew up as a little kid going to northern Michigan in a hand-built log cabin every summer, every vacation. And, you know, it's in my soul. And so the more you look around and all you see all this vacant land, it's like there's got to be some type of real estate play here because I love it anyway. I don't want to be a cattle farmer for a lot of reasons, and I love computers, so here we are. Here we are with in our 1,300th show.
Right?
Yeah. With I don't know how many thousands of members that we and hundreds of thousands of listeners on the show talking about land. So I put this in there because my hat's off. I chose this question today because that's why I'm here too. And I think the more passion you can have about anything, the better you're gonna do at it.
Exactly.
She's looking at her watch. I don't know if you're looking at your watch in admiration or like, what the hell time is it?
I don't know.
He's really taking a long time to talk.
I'm just kind of distracted because it's kind of like, I don't have, you know, I'm letting you go with this.
Today's topic, buying an island with boat access only. This is the meat of the show.
Okay, so this is why this came up. So I was reading a thread somewhere in our online community about someone saying, is this a good idea? Hey, buying an island. And I didn't, I was just remembered back when I was thrown into this situation. One of the wonderful things about Stephen is the way he expects, especially in the past, would just recklessly, and I'm using the term correctly, recklessly buy properties and throw them to me to sell. And one of the ones was
those days,
on an island, boat only access. And I didn't, I'm like, what the heck do I do with this? And I was trying to, it was the funniest thing because I'm looking at it going, how's this going to work? And we didn't even have the products that we have now. I didn't have Neighbor Scoop where I could just put in state, county, APN and find it. I mean, I had to dig to get coordinates and then I got it. And even Google Earth wasn't as good back then. And I'm looking at this and looking at this. I'm going, there's no bridge. How the heck do people get over there? I was trying to figure this out. I was new in my career. Then I learned about the whole thing about, and it was, I think it was Oregon. It was either Oregon or Washington. I want to say, I can't remember what it is. And then I found out about how the water level on this island would change. So during the summer months when it wasn't as rainy, you had more, you know, property basically. But then in the rainy months, the water level would rise, so you had to, you know, account for that. So whoever I sold it to, I wanted to make sure I properly conveyed this. It was the funniest thing. So what I devised, I figured out all I could. I started calling everybody I could. I got through the county thing, and then I looked on the map and I found, you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
There was like a log business across the river. So I start calling the neighbors to find out what's going on and how does this work and, you know, what does it look like from where you're standing, you know, kind of thing. They were so cool and so nice and helped me out so much. We sold it not too long. I just had to figure out what this was and how to properly, this is my whole point of for me on this topic is, you know, this is one of the times that it was appropriate to dig. Sometimes we say you don't need to get to know it that much. You don't need to get that deep into it. It's about volume, but this one was kind of unique. And I wanted to learn what I was getting into here. So I dug, I spent an extra day, you know, figuring out what's possible. And we made a great posting and sold it to the right guy really quickly.
For a lot more than we paid.
And the right guy was, of course, a fisherman. He loved the fact that it was only boat only. He would row over with a tent, I'm sure, and hide from his wife. That's what I think was going on. Who knows? But anyway, it was so funny.
No, I think the real big issue, to reiterate my Jill's point, because I think it's so important. Jill and I have done a lot of consulting calls recently with people that are saying, they start the call off with, well, I sent some mail out and it didn't work. And I said, well, what do you mean it didn't work? Well, 19 people called back. We got 4 purchase agreements back. And
I didn't buy anything.
I didn't buy property.
Right.
And I say, why? And they say, I don't know. So how did it fail? Here's why. Because they didn't Jillify it. They didn't call the person, get the deal to happen, make the property go through. They didn't follow through. So it's not that has not... I've never, ever heard of a full-blown mailer that just failed. Never. There's always something that could have been... there's something, some deal that can be resurrected out of what happens with these deals. So that was my big picture point on this. You can buy anything. You can buy an island in Oregon with boat access only that has pretty dramatic seasonal rainfall changes and elevation changes. Not elevation, but usability, the land usability changes. So that's point one. Number two, who the hell would buy an island with boat access only? Well, Jill found the guy. How did she do that? By reaching a million people. Reaching the people that it makes sense to buy an island through the internet, through Facebook, marketplace, through Facebook groups, and that's just to mention a few. That's a very specific person. Mm-hmm. They probably like fishing. They probably like camping.
They own a boat.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. They're off the grid. That doesn't bother them at all. He's not never asked any questions about utilities. He doesn't want utilities.
Isn't that funny? The guy, you think that, there's a refund coming. Uh-uh, that guy's long gone and so happy. Who knows, you know? It's right. Great. Yeah.
So and then my third and final point is this. When you can make your land unique, you know, I've probably said this a million times on this show and elsewhere. If you go out on the Land Watch or anywhere else, or the MLS, and you look at 20 properties in, let's say, I don't know, on the west side of Phoenix, the pictures all look the same. You can't tell any difference. And the maps hopefully are a little bit different, but that's about it. But if you drop a mobile home on one and say, hey, I don't know, someone left this mobile home there, you're going to completely separate yourself. Well, if you have an island...
That's unique.
In the, no pun intended, in the sea of listings out there, you're going to really separate yourself. Mm-hmm. So make your posting separate.
Speaking of which, how about with this whole virus thing, by the way? Talk about nobody bothering you. How exactly. Great is that?
Exactly. I would just guess here to say that if we had this property now, we'd probably sell it for triple what we sold it for back then because of this local situation. So rural click-throughs on all the websites like Zillow and Trulia and the sites that track them, Realtor.com and Redfin, are up 50%. Some of them are up 80% because people want to get out of the cities. And I think that's going to be a long-term effect in this virus for sure. So we talk about when's the right time to buy houses, when's the right time to buy land during an economic downturn or during these virus times. Now's the time to buy land.
Yeah.
That it was almost an immediate effect. There was almost like a seller slight panic about money when this announcement happened. And our acquisitions tripled. First week. Houses, not so much, because there's a bunch of stuff at play there. But
it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, yes. I know it. Everybody, if you watch anybody talking about houses, they all agree it's coming. Everybody says sit tight.
Right.
We have a little bit, there's a little bit variances as to the exact, you know, when the bottom will be, but we're all pretty much on the same page.
Yeah, except real estate agents.
Yeah.
They're the loudest. So they have a lot of the National Association of Realtors is excellent at organically and paid for placing ads at the top of Google or just postings at the top of Google that say here's a few example titles. Well, we've hit the bottom of the real estate market. Now it's time to buy.
And then they run it again next week.
Here's all the economic data to support that.
And now
everything's
fine. And then next week, it's the real bottom. And then in 90 days, this is the real, real bottom. Seriously.
Yeah. There's 15% unemployment and the forbearance statistics, which is something that's brand new this time, have never been higher. And the whole economy is showing signs of the Great Depression, 1929 statistics. But we've hit the real estate bottom, and you should buy a house this week.
Yeah.
Or, and better yet, you should list your house.
That's it. Exactly.
And then there's a picture of the person who wrote the article, and they're about 13 years old. This just cracks me up.
I know. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called What Acquisition Financing Options Do You Have During This Virus Time? You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I've got to say, now that I'm sitting here watching the people walk behind me, it's already weird again. It's like we had a good 60 days where they closed the beach and the Strand behind us. Imagine that. It was the weirdest thing. Then I got used to it. It was so quiet. So now I'm like distracted every time a bike goes by or something, but it's such a good feeling to see everybody out.
If you're watching this, it would be great if you could email us when it's over. The number of people that are wearing masks versus the number of people who are not.
I see no mask. None. I have yet to see one.
There's only very few in the morning. Real early in the morning. I was down here putting all this together early in the morning today. And the vast majority of people don't have masks on.
Exactly.
Which I think is great.
It's funny. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.